Most aesthetic.
No, very good.
Yesterday we spoke. It is better to stay in a session. It's better to stay with a tiger bitten by a snake, but never take a session of Mayavadi. And especially those people who are in a session with women, or the association of women themselves, all the materialists should not take association of such people. Take the association of materialists, what it means. The Bengalis devotees have some doubts about this. What it means, materialists. I'm not speaking about all the Grihastas, but they are materialists. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the associates of his, Srivast Pandit, Pundarik Udyanidhi, they were all Grihastas. Are they considered to be materialists? Maharaj, Arjuna, Nakul Sahadev, Draupadi, etc. They were Grihastas. Can we tell them that they are materialists? No. It's not that when you say grass, everybody is materialist automatically. Those who are performing Bhagavad Bhajan cannot follow proper etiquette. They criticize Guru and Vaishnavas. So absorbed in materialist activities that they do not know anything about his religious activities. They do not know what is Vaishnava, what is Bhagavan. Those people's association should not take. They do not perform any bhajan. Those people whatever things he has, he serves whatever money he has, he takes possession of the Russian devotees, he never criticizes them. Such persons are not materialists. They will progress in spiritual life, such people. When I speak that all grass, it doesn't mean that all grass are all materialists. Not necessarily. Now here further is spoken. Rupa Goswami is speaking the sequence of Bhakti.
Here
he is saying, first, Shraddha, faith. Where will Shraddha come from? But we don't understand what is a sadhu. Hearing the Harikatha, one will develop desire to serve Krishna, and he develops more faith in the words of Guru, Vaishnava, and Bhagwan, and Vaishnava. He develops firm faith. Thereafter, he will take shelter of Gurudev and he will serve his Gurudev intimately. Then his bhajan. Sequentially, all his anarthas are in that. And thereafter, further, then he gets nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and thereafter, satrupi, bhav, prati, and prem. This is the sequence of bhakti. This is the tradition of bhakti in which way it progresses. Here, Gurupada is describing. One more point he is clearing here. The sukriti, which is giving bhakti. Shraddha, one gets sadhusang. The result of sadhusang is bhajan. One performs bhajan. He gets educated in bhajan. And then he gets the diksha and harinam. He gets diksha in naam when he performs bhajan. And the way shown by his guru, he performs his bhajan, and that way his anarthas are removed, and then he develops nishtha, firm faith. Anarth is removed, what it means? There are four types of anarth. First, swarup bram, illusion of itself. Then, atat krishna, false desire. The Dorbalya, the weakness of the heart. These four. Sarubhyam. What is the illusion we are suffering from? Oh, this is my body. This body is me. Everything is mine. Whatever I see. Not his servant. Durga, Shankar, Ganesh. This is all illusion. Then Asatrishna, all the desires of the material sense objects. I need son, I need family, household life, I need wealth. Oh, I want to become the president of the country. This is all Asatrishna. And because of Asatrishna, one commits offenses. There are many points to be discussed here. Further, when we will have time, we will discuss all these in detail. Should leave anartha. Performing Hari Bhajan, anarthas are removed by performing Hari Bhajan. Thereafter, one progresses in Bhakti Bhajan. Translation Damodar Maharaj. Sweating, he's speaking mentally. I shouldn't miss anything.
So continuing to talk about
not clear?
Yes, sir. I was better to be embraced by a
tiger or by a bear than to
take the association of my body.
And hear? To do
something.
You cannot hear?
Detrimental to others to associate with the nasty mood with women, or associate with those who are attached to women. But if we look carefully, we cannot say that simply associating with women makes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many, many associates who were Grihastha devotees, like Chikundari Vidhi, Sri Advaita Acharya, but they were completely unattached to material sense enjoyment. Other devotees like Yudhisthira and Arjuna, these says are great devotees of the Lord. Therefore, all married persons are not sense enjoyers. Only those persons who are opposed to Bhagavan and married persons, who criticize Guru and Vaishnava, who are completely absorbed in material sense enjoyment, and because of that enjoyment they cannot understand what is religion or irreligion, then those persons we should strictly avoid. But those persons who are attached to material enjoyment but who are innocent and who do not criticize any Guru Vaishnava, then those persons we should they are innocent and we should give mercy to them in the form of Harikatha. And by teaching them and also engaging their home, wives, wealth and children in the service of Bhagavan, then such maturing persons will gradually achieve Sukriti and their life will become successful. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami has given the sequence for the attainment of true devotion at the Om Shraddha Sakhas of the Sangha. Firstly, the first stage is Shraddha, or pure faith. But that Shraddha, where does it come from? It comes from Sadhusanga, association with the pure devotee. At that stage, the person cannot know who is a sadhu. But by hearing Katha gradually, then they can understand. At that time, Krishna Sevabhasana, or the desire to perform service to Sri Krishna, awakens in the heart. At that time, one will have unflinching faith in the words of the scriptures, the spiritual master, and the Vaishnava devotee. As that faith matures, it will bring one to take diksha and shiksha from a bona fide spiritual master. There's Vishwam Bhaiva Guru Seva. One will serve the Guru with intimacy. And by all these things, anandas are dissipated. As anandas dissolve, then one achieves the stage of nishtha, fixed determination, ruchi, taste and bhajan, ashakti, attachment to Krishna, then sudhasattva visheshatma. Sudhasattva is the heart, that is the stage of bhava, and when bhava bhakti matures, that is, one will enter into prema bhakti. Therefore, Sri Thakur Bhakti Manohar is giving in Bengali Maya the same verse of Sri Rupa Goswami. The root of devotion is Sukriti. And when that Sukriti matures in Satsang, then there is awakening of Shraddha. Then by Satsang, by the fruit of that Satsang, then one achieves bona fide initiation into the Sampradaya by the spiritual master. Then by this, the Najas are dissolved. And when the Najas are practically absent, then that is the stage of Nishtha. So we should know there are four types of Anandas, or unwanted desire. That is, Sarupram, Sattrishna, Hridayodvaya, and Aparada. First, what is Sarupram? Sarupram means mistaken conception. Not understanding clearly, who am I? By the way, who is Bhagavan? Is it Ganesh, Shankar, Buddha? This is all Sarupram. Sattrishna, attachment to useless things. Now we are thinking, oh, my wife is necessary, my children are necessary, wealth is necessary, it's necessary to become an inner position like a president. But this is all Sattrishna, attachment to useless things, thirst for useless things. Then, when these things are dissolved and one achieves taste in the holy name, when that taste in the holy name becomes ashakti, attachment to Krishna, then Ishwari Bhavana will die. Then definitely Bhava Bhakti will awaken. Hridayodvaya means weakness of heart, empty, or a type of thing. And Aparada means offense. Therefore, when these types of, therefore, Sri Thakur Bhakti Goswami says, carefully avoid asasanga, bad association. Then, as that much this anandas are dissipated, that much by that one devotional servant will become more and more involved.
This is a very grave subject matter.
Yes, sir. We are all very careful, especially Western devotees and especially Russia. Param Pavana Krishna Maharaja discovered in Vajrasaha Karabo here.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare,
ইচ্ছাকে করে কৃষ্ণ লীলা আটটি শ্লোক যেটা মহাপ্রভু নিজে রচনা করে আর এই আটটি শ্লোকে প্রতিদিন রামানন্দ স্বরূপ নাম আলোচনা করতে করতে পরস্পর ভাবাবিষ্ট হয়ে যেত। প্রথম শ্লোক চেত দর্পণ মার্গন এটা সূত্র, এর মধ্যে বাকি সাতটা শ্লোকেরই ভাবনা এক একটি পদের এক একটি চেত দর্পণ মার্গন
one chanting the name, all these parts manifesting on the heart, the first shlok, Chetadarpanamarjanam. You should try that your mirror of your heart, how to clean means anath. Like a mirror, when it is covered with dust, then you cannot see yourself cleanly. If anath has remained in your heart till that moment, till that time, your heart, mirror of your heart will not be cleansed and you will not be able to understand yourself properly, clearly. And then, second shlok, Nam Namakari. Saying that, oh, Nam, you have provided all the potencies in your names. There are names of offensive names, sweet, madhur. There are different types of your names. All the potencies of those whose names they are. The name possessors, Damodar, Krishna, Govind, all these names also. These are names of sweetness. All these, Sanatana Goswami is describing, he spoke one shlok. What beautiful, see, the type of names he has given. Describing even the Radha herself and these names are there. In this shlok, thereafter, Nāda Kṣuni Chayn, Taro Rakṣuni Chayn. If the first one wants to perform bhajan, really, and he doesn't understand this shlok, he has done a desire to perform bhajan, but Nāda Kṣuni Chayn, he is not. Even more humble than the grass, tolerant than the tree. Always give shade to even those persons who have cut, even the cord. Even provide shade to those people who come under his shelter like this. And never expect any honor for himself and give all honor to the others means Krishna Nishtha. If you don't have such mood, you will not be able to perform. It's not possible that Maha will manifest in your life. Thereafter, Nādhanam 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 Nādhanam
Nādhanam
Nādhanam Nādhanam Nādhanam. Then fifth shloka, I am going to think Karan. This first shlok, this is the Moosh of Siddha Deha, one who is perfect at soul, knows his perfect position. And the lotus feet, and just Nityadas, I am eternal servant, means I can find my swarup clearly, the surti he gets. He achieves Radha Dasya at the feet of Radharani, he gets the service. That's why your tears are falling from your eyes. All ecstatic symptoms come all ecstatic symptoms manifested in your body. And thereafter, show forth. This is the sequence. Then you must understand that you have become qualified for Siddha Deha. Now you have become qualified for Siddha Deha. You must understand English.
What I told you to do like that, and then you will be a wise your Siddha Deha. Siddha, it will come in your heart. And then you will realize, oh, in the Siddha Deha, what is my relation with Krishna? And then you can serve Radha. But after, you can be most obedient servant, lady servant of Radhika. Now, if we don't want to practice all these things, and we want that I should go on the top of the tree, how is that? Then what is it? So be careful. Especially Western and in Western, or especially Russian devotees, they want to go on Gopi Day and they go to Radha Kunda Babaji. Here is the difference between Radha Kunda Babaji and our
Sampradaya.
Our what? Life, our Sampradaya. And I know that how many are. I have just left our life and they have come to Radha Kunda and became Pradya and all their fathers. So you should be very, very careful. Adhikar na labhiya, dadya bhave, adhikar parona.
You don't have qualification. And you are thinking you are in Siddhidya, perfected spiritual constitution.
Vipatya yudhi janve shakti dabhava.
Your brain is spoiled. Oh, and you will get mad. And even some old woman you will see get married. What is this nonsense? All her women is left. And all rest of her, you become opposite. If you try to jump.
Have our goal Siddha Deha and the best servant of Radhika, and very carefully you should follow all the principles that he has. Sadhu Charita, Dehi Sudhar Sundar Bhuti Pao, you should see that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jeet Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, how they have done bhajan. And then Siddha Deha. So you should see all their life. Siddha Deha pe from bhajana karide, hatta ka unte maa sukha anaya se. Yadi hum, yadi amra, ek hatta ke ek
If we follow the sequence of the maybe it will be less, it will achieve your result. Maybe one life, two life, maybe three. What if you lost worth? But your bhajan will not be destroyed. You will get all the Ashtakalya apostles will definitely manifest in your heart. Every day you should remember Shikshastra. Meditate on it. Seva will manifest in your heart.
This is translation. Therefore, going on, one becomes more expert in bhajan, he enters the second verse. Nam nama kari bahodo nirvishasthi nirvishasthi sukhi. Nam nama kari bahodo nirvishasthi sattita nirvadaha manadilajaha. That time the devotee prays, oh Bhagavan, you are so merciful, you place all your goodness and all your modesty in the name. The name is of two types. Aishwarya Moinam and Madhurya Moinam. In names like Narayan, Padmanabh, Bhagavan, then Bhagavan has Dhyavish, opulence in those names. But in Madhurya Moinam, like Damodar, Madhav, then Bhagavan has given his sweetness there. Sri Krishna Swami, how he has given the sweet names of Krishna, Sri Krishna Gopal, Hari Mukunda, Govinda Hina, Kishore. Asi Yasoda Sameyasa Sida Sri Bhavani Sri Bhana Ravi Kesha. All these sweet names of Krishna, especially the last one, Sri Bhavani Sri Bhana Ravi Kesha. Oh Krishna, who is the beloved of Radharani, and she is your love. Therefore, the third verse, Janarapi Sunichena, Sarorapi Sunichena, Amanina, Maradena, Kitam Yantara Hari. How to be devotee, as one Vaishnavi has said, I wanted to become a Vaishnava, but I met one brick wall, one big obstacle. That was the verse, Chanara Pisa Nichena. Therefore, we should become like a tree. A tree never demands anything, not even water. And everything he possesses is for others. Its fruit, bark, leaves. Amanana Manadena Chitamya Sarahari. One should not demand respect for oneself and give all respect to others according to their position. In this state of mind, one can constantly chant the holy name. Then we'll always enter the fourth verse. Najanam, Najanam, Nasamidim, Kavitam, Vajagat, Ishikami. O Lord, I do not want wealth, followers, disciples, material education. I do not even want freedom from birth and death. Birth after birth, I want your causeless devotional service. Then the fifth verse. Hey Nanda Tanuna, Hey Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram, Patitam, Mamsa Sabibaram Guru. In this, O Krishna, but I want to become a speck of dust on your lotus feet, O Nanda Tanuja. In this fifth verse comes an indication of one to the Deha, like 40, who once has one type of idea. Did you don't even type it here? What is the proof of this? Because one wants to become a fixed speck of dust on the feet of Krishna. That means at that time one has an understanding of one's eternal position as a servant to Krishna. At that stage, one may then consider oneself to be a servant of Srimati Radhika. And slowly from there, one will enter the eighth after Kali Lila. In the sixth verse, it is said, Nayanam Yat Asuru Dalaya. Then one will experience the stage of transcendental ecstasy, the after Sattvic Bhava, like the hair standing in, tears pouring from the eyes, becoming sun, having a short voice, changing color. And one will also experience those after something wild in 5 degrees, like lalit, drifta, smoldering, slightly burning, blazing, fully blazing. These are all experiences in the sixth verse. Therefore, you should understand that there is an adhika, a level of qualification for attainment of one's jinnadeya, spiritual body. If one is unqualified to try to enter artificially what will happen, you'll just end up getting married. One will leave devotion, leave dharma even, and simply cause a disturbance in the Vaishnava community. Therefore, very carefully, we should go through the proper sequence for the attainment of one's spiritual body, one's siddhadeha. If one does this easily, one will achieve happiness. Then, even if not one birth or two births or three births, but slowly, slowly one will achieve.
What is the loss?
Definitely one will get the result if one follows this shikshastrikam carefully. Therefore, every day we should remember this shikshastrikam. We should think of this shikshastrikam. And we should follow shikshastrikam, especially this sequence of attainment.
Without
one person has told. Great lady, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told you in his chapter? Great lady, we should develop ourselves. When all unless we go away, automatically, what you are, how you are, what is the potency, by which you can serve Radhika. Everything is here. But gradually, you should try. Bhavati, oh, at first anyone will go, there is no success, gain, nothing. There is no, I want to do. And at once, in the first class, they will give book, Siddha Deva. And tell, they will tell that, oh, the human should now meditate after God here. And thinking that I am good. So I am telling our Guru Parampara, Guru Maharaj, Shri Prabhupada, as the second perfect mode, especially Rupa Goswami has told, you should come in life gradually everything. But since that we should do bhajan, how we should do bhajan? Oh, tomorrow we will.
Hari Hari Bol.
Bol Goswami Bhaktara. Sometimes I am passing through. Jara Pandal Devjana Kutu Dayana.
He is speaking about Bengali devotees.
Amadir Pradhyayi Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu
Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu
Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale Kutu Dayakale
No, he's speaking about Bengali devotees. They did not give any donation yesterday. For the Panda, they should give some donation.
Who has not allowed it, they should pay.
आपको भी रस मिल जाएगा एक मुझे भी आप शाम को आप करिए ओके मैं